The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And what a day it is. We need you to bid. Now, last year we did this. We had an auction to play with me. Three guys to play with me April 28th. I believe that's a Wednesday coming up. Today's the 16th. I believe it is a Wednesday. We're going to be playing at Wildcat. We're going to be raising money for Kids Meals in Houston. Yeah, April 28th is a Wednesday. We start 11:30-ish. So you can work in the morning if you, you know, if you want to work or you just take off, you and a couple of buddies, and we play golf and we drink stuff and we eat and we have a good time and we go to Wildcat and it's great. And I played there yesterday and the greens are coming back. I mean, what a tough time it was for a lot of golf courses with the freeze. And
I didn't think about that.
Oh my gosh, it was bad in a lot of places. Some places, here's what you know,
kill off greens. What can you do? You can't do anything.
I know. I'm getting like you, a little ADD. But what I was told you do before the freeze, you water them all, and then there's a layer of ice that forms over the greens, and it protects the green. Yeah,
the ice does. Isn't it gonna stay under the ice longer?
It for whatever reason, that's what would have protected it, all these greens. And I guess people didn't do it. The people that did do it, they had their greens.
So the ice might stay at a certain temperature, even when it's colder. Maybe it stays at the certain.
This we don't know, Lance, since we're not agronomists. So here's the thing.
Well, I'm a bit of a chemist.
Not really. But you're a numbers guy. But here's I don't know the Fahrenheit numbers that we're talking about here. But the greens are coming back. I played there yesterday. It was awesome. We played the Highlands. And if you're looking for a place to play, here's the deal. We're going to be there on Wednesday, the 28th, playing in our occasional golf tournament. And you get to bid on playing with me, with two of your buddies. Now, if you want to play in the tournament, it's only $97.50 for you to play individually, which with the food and drink, you're actually making money. You're actually making money by playing at $97.50. But we're trying to raise money for Kids Meals and want you to bid on me. So if you'd like to play with me at 713-780-3776, just give a call. Behind the scenes, we'll take your bid. And you know what? It's got to start at $300, though, because three players is $97.50 times three. Okay? It's right there at $300, under $300. So it's got to start at $300. If you and two buddies would like to chip in and start at $300 at 713-780-3776. We'll be doing it throughout the morning here on ESPN 97.5. We'll do that behind the scenes, though. So if you want to call in and do that and bid, let's go. So our Rockets didn't play. They've got Denver tonight without Jamal Murray, which is a negative for our team, having to playing them right away. But it's always pretty good to play a team right when the guy gets hurt because they, you know, they all band together. We got to, you know what?
Band of brothers always. Like, yes. You get their best effort, unfortunately.
Yes.
And then eventually it will fade a little bit.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll get their best effort tonight. We'll get their best effort tonight. $1 for my friend. Just stop being
in. Hey, it's a start. All You're right. on the board.
It's got.
All right, guys. Can y'all beat $1? Do they call or do they?
They call and behind the scenes, Dell will take the.
Give John's number out so they can text him directly. The listeners.
That's not what we're doing either. So
why don't they email? Why don't they hit you up on Twitter instead of call?
They could do that too.
You can vet it.
Yeah, but I got to get all. I don't know.
Then Dell will have to answer calls.
He doesn't want to. I know he doesn't want to do that because that would be work, and Dell doesn't want to do that. We're familiar with Dell. Okay, that's right.
No, Charlie will be here.
I mean, I'll answer the calls.
You will?
Yeah, sure.
And
not Charlie.
And will you play in the group? If you play in the group, Dell, then everybody will want to play.
Let me put my itinerary for that day together. I will get there earlier than everyone to set up.
Right.
And then once 11 o'clock hits, I'll leave. That's my itinerary.
That's your itinerary. You're probably going to have to do the show after ours.
Why would I do that?
Because you and Charlie are a team.
No, we're not. I probably will have to be the engineer for that. But yeah. We're not particularly a
Stay
team.
Stay there, and then I'll be coming home. In and yelling, hey, Dell.
Is it an all-day thing? It's an all-day thing for the entire station.
It's all day. You're going to be hanging with us.
Yeah, I'll leave at 1.
Okay. It'll be great. If you know what? You're going to hang with us. We'll go drive around. We'll drink beers, do shots. It'll be fun, all right?
What's that? It's April 28th?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It
seems
cough.
Like you.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I mean, I hope that's not the start.
Well, I can you know when my shot is. Are you my a shot is the 27th. Wait,
you're a Pfizer guy, right?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm a Pfizer guy.
Maybe you got to get your booster shot this week.
No, my second shot.
I got boosters that are coming
actually,
up.
Actually, you make a joke, but I'm
sitting here like.
I think no my next shot next is year. Scheduled. It's on a my shot scheduled for a Thursday.
Mine's the day before, the 27th.
Mine's the day after.
Do you think I'm going to have, I don't think I'll have any side effects.
Well, it's possible.
My wife has. She got her second shot, and she's been sick ever since. Yeah,
I know. I love how people, it's fear porn. Most of the people I know have Moderna. Is that Pfizer or Moderna?
I think she might have had Pfizer.
Okay. Most of the people I know who have had Moderna, I would say more than half of them have a reaction to shot. If they don't have it on one, they have it on two.
Yeah.
She's had it on both. She's had COVID, too. It's pretty much in line.
Yep.
I mean, LeShane, he and his girlfriend got their asses kicked. I mean,
yeah.
McCool did. We were talking about that. He got his butt kicked on Saturday after he had his shot. He said 30 minutes after he started feeling bad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it lasted. It was shorter, and it's done. He goes, I'm all done. I'm invincible.
That's it. Now you're invincible. I'm not worried about going anywhere right now. I got my first shot, and actually a doctor told Frankie, I don't know how reliable this source is, but he said, if you've had it and you get your first shot, you really don't need the second shot. You just do it. You just get it. But you're really protected.
Just do it. Frankie's got a background with conspiracy theories.
Yes.
I think it's best that she not like, well, you know, I'm actually hearing, you should shut that down immediately.
What?
Well, a doctor actually said that
No, Frankie.
Just don't start.
How about Frankie? Oh, by the way, this is an aside. Frankie calls me the other night. He goes, Dad, I filed my taxes, but it says that that's my Social Security doesn't match my name. What's going on? I said, I don't know, Frankie. What's your Social Security number? She told me. I said, well, that's not it.
She's
just got out of college, so she really hasn't had any jobs. She had an internship. Well, I guess, yeah. So she's been working this year for a congressman. And she's had the wrong, but it doesn't count till next year anyway. So
whoever's Social Security it is.
Yes.
Like, I didn't make this much
money.
You're
right. What the hell?
Why are y'all taking this much out of my paycheck?
So she went through LSU. She said, I've been giving this everywhere that I had to give my Social Security number. I've been given the wrong number. I was Oh, well.
That's probably been a real problem somewhere.
Well, where? I mean, it's not like there was any filing. I know, but what's the difference? I mean, it's not. I said, oh, well, they just had the wrong number.
When people go back for that same information, like, okay, well, we'll find out what you get, what's your social, and it doesn't pop up when she gives her.
Yeah.
She's just going to have to keep giving an old social and be, you know, Patty
Wynn.
Not
really, because she told those things
are all done.
Just
let her just keep being Patty Wynn.
No, she doesn't know who that number is. You're just going to start guessing names who goes along with that number?
We'll just find out, and then you have to just basically accidentally steal their identity.
Well, she has been using their identity only under Frankie. Never mind. Anyway, so that, and she someday may be running this country. That's my daughter. That's my daughter right there.
Will she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will she someday?
She is the Gen X.
Frankie,
is a Gen Z?
Into the storm.
Is she a Gen Z? Is that what she is?
Yeah. We don't want any Gen Z.
That's who's running. That's who's running the country in 20 years. No, okay. So no, just so you know. Problem. Anyway, so Jamal Murray out. Rockets going to play them. The Astros, apparently, of the five guys that have been told to go home, one of them has tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has tested positive.
Well, that's why. That's why the rest of them had to go, too. We knew one of them was positive.
Because they spent 15 minutes together.
We don't know who.
In proximity. We don't know which one tested positive.
Unless they want to give that, or unless they're out longer than the other ones.
Right. So... Listen, we got to bid more than $4. We got to stop with the silliness, okay? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Give us some bids. And who wants to play? And it's cheap. I mean, this is nothing. This is a great day going to be had by all. And we're raising money for kids' meals. Kids' Meals Houston. So other than that, we really did Deshaun have any more accusers step forward? Nothing?
No.
Wow, a slow day.
No,
a slow day.
Well, we got baseball back on. The Astros are hoping to break a 5-game losing streak. You know, they haven't had a game where they allowed less than 6 runs now for 5 straight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 6 plus every single seems game like for the Astros. And that's got to stop. 6 against the A's, 7 against the A's, 6 Tigers, 8 Tigers, 6 Tigers. You haven't scored, you've only scored more than 4 runs once. No, 0 times. You scored 4 the last game. And you need a little help at the end, you know.
Well,
the last
you should
inning.
Have scored a lot more. You left. You know the runners you left on base?
That's why you're
they
not
should have. They should have scored a bunch more.
Well, they should have scored in a lot of these games, but they're just not. That's why they've got 5 straight
just
red
Yuli.
L's next to their name.
Just Yuli leaving men on base. Holy crap.
So the offense, this is where you have to try to get right against Seattle, try to get on the road and get the wins rolled back up, and we'll see how that goes tonight. It's a 9-10 game, and Urquidy is on the mound against Kikuchi. Urquidy has he's got 2 starts, right? Yeah, he's got 2 starts. 12 punch-outs and 10 in the third. This should be a good – I would think this should be
a
good
game. This is a good spot. Although you still don't have those guys with you. You don't have your whole lineup. Oh, well. You know what? Go play. Abraham Toro, step up, baby. Let's go.
Oh,
stop with the Abraham Toro hate, okay?
What do you mean? Play better.
Let's go. Don't worry. Abraham Toro is going to be a hero.
Do you
generally
think he's a good player?
Yes, I genuinely think.
He came up from nowhere.
Oh, did you homer and Justin Verlander's no-hitter?
That's
no.
The only thing you ever point to. His career batting average is .179.
Did you homer in Justin Verlander's no-hitter?
Would you like to know what his OPS is?
I don't.
What's
doesn't
the
matter
lowest
right
you've
now.
Ever seen in history?
What?
It's actually his is higher, .590.
Listen,
I think Brad Osmus' lifetime OPS is lower than that.
Listen, my man... Abraham Toro's coming through tonight. Tonight he's coming through with a huge, huge game, and then you can stop the hatred. Stop all your hate for my man, Abraham Toro, coming through. No-hitter. That's why. That's what he's about. And I'll tell you what Chastain Ford is about. Chastain Ford is about getting rid of these 2020s. I mean, they've got them in stock still on the lot, and they got to go. And how about this? Payments as low as $199 on the 2020 Ford EcoSport S. That's only $1,000 down. This is the perfect car for that. That's that perfect starter car. All right, and it's really, really neat. It's got this the hatch that opens sideways. It's got the giant screen. It's really a neat car. It's a great car if you're looking for a starter for that 16, 17, 18-year-old, or in some cases, I think 20-year-old starter for some of these kids. Or if you're looking for an SUV, how about $15,000 off on the remaining Ford Explorers and the Expeditions? I've got the Expedition, and I've never had a better car. If you're looking for that, the Chastain Ford has no dealer add-ons. The price you see online is the price you pay at the dealership. Or when you go to the dealership on Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown, you're going to get the best deal with no dealer add-ons. You're going to love the deal at Chastain Ford, ChastainFord.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The Texans have signed Lane Taylor. Well, that's a lead story at some of the places, some sports shows here in the city of Houston, not ours, but although Lane Taylor,
offensive lineman.
We're starting to collect offensive linemen.
Yeah. Get as many in camp.
Yeah.
See what it, people always think that once you sign, you've made a team. No, even veterans, even guys you recognize their names, it's nothing. Well, they signed for a 1-year, $2.5 million.
Well, he said injury problems.
It's not right. Yeah. It doesn't mean even if you have those 1-year deals aren't guaranteed. you'll get a certain amount will be guaranteed. No, but
with
his
experience, we'll see. I mean, I don't know what the – I mean, since James Campen is here, that helped. Since James Campen
Lane
was his –
played for him, yeah.
Right.
But what you do is you get as many people in camp. AJ and Fred were talking about, does that sound – they were talking about the unlikelihood of – I was on with them a couple days ago, and Fred said, how often does that happen when your roster turns over by like 80%? I said, frequently. Like the Chiefs did it when Andy Reid and John Dorsey went in. Ballard did it with the Colts. Like it was,
Dorsey did a lot of that in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, you don't recognize it after 2 years.
Yeah.
Bad teams have bad players.
Yeah.
There's
so they
no
gotta get rid of
bad
them.
Players to stay there. You're not tied to bad players for any reason.
Yeah.
So you dump them and add some of your bad players from wherever you were previously.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, technically. But no, roster, you won't recognize. I mean, look at the Rockets roster, how quickly that flipped. You won't recognize the Texans roster in a couple years. There will probably be, from a team that played last year, my guess is there will be maybe 8 people off a 53-man roster, 8 people who played last year. It could be that small. It really could. I mean, Tytus Howard will probably be there.
Cooks will be there.
Matt Sharping, maybe.
Cooks will be there. Cobb will be there.
Cobb won't be here in two years.
Oh, in 2 years. In 2 years. No, no, no.
In 2 years,
Cooks,
Cobb won't be there.
Cooks might be here.
Cooks might.
Sharping will be
Sharping
here.
Sharping might. He may not get a – remember, he's a 4-year guy. So they may not extend him an offer. They may just let him walk.
All right.
The two tackles will be here. Well, I say the two tackles will be here. Laramie Tunsil could get dealt.
He's
a pretty good player.
No.
Blacklock could be gone. Remember, Nick Caserio came from a place where they get rid of second-round picks all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And he's not his pick. He didn't care.
Reed. Well, he's another.
Reed,
he's another
is a, his contract up. Will be up. We'll find out. That's what I'm saying. This will flip more aggressively than people think. Nick is already, if you look at all the people on the roster,
might be a high number.
8 is probably high. It's probably closer to, with Deshaun Watson likely gone, you know, it may be closer to 5, honestly. And I'm talking about who was played last year.
Yeah.
Who played last year. It's just going to Zach Cunningham.
And by
be.
What Nick Caserio is doing now, it's just like, he done. You know what? Just bring guys in.
Oh, yeah.
In. Yeah.
That's what you have to do. Let's create competition. Yeah. See what happens. Let's get the best we can. And let's worry about making our roster better from 20 to 53. And then we'll worry about working on our core through the draft. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's the good thing. That's what you do. There's no reason to be affiliated or tied to beholden to players on a 4-12 team. For what? You don't have a core. So bust that thing up and start over. And that's what the Texans are in a complete rebuild right now. We're in the midst of a rebuild, and this is what it looks like.
Yep. And it doesn't take long to fix it, though.
No, but you have to get to a point where the salary cap is such that
it would be
your
nice.
Free agency is a 3-year deal instead of a 1-year deal.
Well, it would be nice if the guy that you gave $156 million to was actually going to be on the team. That would be really, really nice
or,
if you're solidified at that position.
Or you turn them into draft capital, one or the other.
Yeah, but that's still, you still got to fix the most important position. And that's, you know what, it would be better if you had that solidified. It would be much better. But, oh well, you don't. And you got to live with what you got, and you still got to go find that. You still got to spend. You got to spend capital on that, whatever that is. Be it the number one pick, your first pick next year, or whatever.
The Texans right now are looking for infrastructure. So the infrastructure is, how are we going to build moving forward? And it's an unknown because Deshaun Watson is currently an unknown. Even if you say we're going to move Deshaun Watson, that's fine. Then that becomes that means that the blueprint that you're laying out involves draft capital for Deshaun Watson. But even that, you could have said something 2 months ago and had a relatively concrete idea of how you would have been moving forward based on the offers that were out there. Now you just don't know. But you do know that you don't need Deshaun Watson to have a finite idea of what you're going to do with them. You just say, well, we're going to clear out all this trash. We are going to clear out this debris and bring in guys that we think can play or have good football character or whatever the case may be. So I do have confidence in Nick Caserio readjusting the roster. I really do. I don't have I think Jack is a fraud, but I don't think Nick Caserio is a fraud. I think Nick Caserio is very sharp. Now, You know, I think it's legitimate to question how much he's been involved in these last six drafts that have been terrible for the Patriots. That's legit.
Allegedly,
that's
he was.
That's a concern. Like, how is he evaluating? But the idea of putting together a roster and understanding a roster, he's going to be infinitely better than anything the Texans
anything better than the Texans have been, but they weren't very good at it the last 6 years in New England. They just weren't. No. I mean, picking players and...
But they were for 14 years.
Well, yeah, but, okay, I don't know how much... The problem is we don't know how much. I do know this, that Nick Caserio was not very communicative in New England. I know that for a fact.
Well, no, but they also had, he was very communicative with the guy who was his boss. And that's how it worked.
Yeah.
In New England, this is how it worked.
Well, they made a lot of mistakes, too.
That's a concern, is it's a very much an autocracy. Well, I don't know. I don't know how it is in Houston. But I do know how it was in New England.
He said he was going to be more communicative here.
Yes.
We'll see.
In New England,
we'll see.
He has to trust. Well, he's in a little different position. He's the guy where Bill Belichick was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept a very, very tight group in New England. It was very tight. There's only, you know, a very few amount of people who were in the room when they were stacking players and stuff like that. Even if that's the case in Houston, as long as he really trusts his college director scouting, his pro personnel director, you know, a couple other people in the room, and he's a little more open. Hopefully he'll be a little more open-minded than maybe Bill Belichick, where this is the way you do things. They could be fine. And even if it's not, if he picks good players, it won't matter.
How about talk to the scouts as opposed to just give me your report, shut up, and I'll make the calls. That's the way it was there.
Well, that's the New England way.
Yes, the New England.
Well, the New England way is they don't care what your report.
But they don't care what you think.
They honestly don't care about
which is a bad thing for a scout.
And they also tighten. Yeah, for a scout it is. They also really tighten up the amount of players they look at. New England, their board was much smaller because you had to fit the New England way, and it was like intelligence at certain position, length at certain position. You didn't have to be as smart if you're a defensive end, but you needed to have long arms. If you're a wide receiver, they wanted you to be really smart. Offensive linemen have to be really smart.
Well, the Texans now, I think going forward, are going to limit. They've been limited before. The Texans, are you Texan worthy? Now, you know, one more piece of the puzzle is how many massages do you get a day? This is going to be a big deal.
I don't think that's ever been an issue.
Well, it's going to be going forward. How many massages?
Oh, yeah. Because if the answer is more than one, you're out. It needs to be how many per week.
I think per day.
And how many with licensed therapists.
Yes. How many with makeup artists.
Yeah.
That whole thing, this last one is like, have a massage from a makeup artist?
How many with spin class instructors?
That's how important it was? I want to get the best.
Let me check you
do makeup? Well, you could try. Have you ever done a...
Let me check my direct messages in between my spin classes I teach. Let's see. Oh, Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Texans. What is he saying? He'd like to book my services. Well, he can come to a class virtually. Let me tell him. Yes, you can come to my... I have classes virtually. It's kind of like, do you have a Peloton? I actually do a subset, and I blah, 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 blah. No, I mean, I want to book you for a massage. No, I'm not a massage therapist. I'm actually a spin class instructor. And I'm also... I also do some homeschool co-op teaching. So, well, what about massage? Mm. Oh, no. I think you got the wrong person. I don't do massage, but you're hot.
There's a first for everything.
Why don't you? Yeah,
there's a first time
for
everything.
First for everything. How about between spin classes? Maybe you give me a massage. I've got my own towel.
No, Dale, don't be.
I've got my
shaking
own towel.
Your head.
I got my own towel.
Don't need a towel. Well, I don't have a towel. You don't need one. I got mine. Look, it's.
I've
look
got
at this
my
little
own
towel.
Washcloth.
Look at it. Barely can fit a four on it.
A four? You still think it's this? I think that's too big.
It's a little washcloth.
I think the hand towel.
It's a washcloth.
I don't even think the hand towel is bigger than what he was coming in with.
I think it's a washcloth. He goes,
that's what I think.
Here it is. Hey, what you did? That tent doesn't even cover.
Man.
You got a string to tie that tent down?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you do massages? No.
Uh-huh.
You can see on my profile that I teach
first
class.
For everything.
No, I'm an architect.
No, I'm an architect. I'm a lawyer, actually. Yeah. You may need me later.
Yes.
Oh, you're a lawyer?
Ooh.
No more talk.
You can. Yeah. Wow. You're a dual threat. I'm going to need you.
Yes,
massage
I,
and
yes,
defend
I cut
all
hair.
These lawsuits.
Yes, I cut hair. But do you also do groin massages?
I love that.
That's
our quarterback. Is that a thing?
I love that.
Can't
love
you just go somewhere off a Shepherd?
I'm
or
a stylist, sir. You're at a. This is a Burger King. This is a Burger King, Deshaun.
727 ESPN 97.5.
Your way.
All right. Hey, wow. New betting odds on the number 3 overall pick. We'll talk about it on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about my man, John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf at GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car, I don't care what it is, John Clay Wolf will give you the best price for your car. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax or your dealer, I am going to send you $100. That's how good John Clay Wolf is. You're going to hear him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. He's been doing having a show for, I think, longer than anybody on this station. And John Clay Wolf is joining us right now here. What's going on, John Clay Wolf?
I've only been kicked off twice.
That's it? Off this air?
Yeah.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. you said some things that could have gotten you kicked off more.
Well, it just depends on your threshold for humor.
Humor or, you know, how sensitive people are. You know what I'm saying? People.
I'm all slicked down and queered up now. I'm in California, and I had to change. You know, I'm like a recovered ass, I guess is the word. I've been on in L.A. since October. I've got my little dance coach out there that teaches me how to tippy toe. And I really enjoy talking to y'all on these bits in the morning because I get to air out a little bit because I'm so tired of being PC on my show.
Well,
oh, yeah, I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're being really PC.
Yeah, well, you know what, with your description of how you've changed. Anyway, anywho.
I'm rehabilitated, Granato.
Anywho.
We have a show in the morning on this station. That starts. I think we start here at 8.
At 9 because the golf hour with me and Charlie Epps, the Charlie Epps golf hour is from 8 to 9, and you follow us, and it's almost the identical show. I mean, it's literally almost identical, the two shows.
What happened to the dude, the guy with the clean carpets that was so, you know?
I don't know what happened, Aubrey Theodi. I don't know what happened. What happened to the guy who cleans carpets? No one knows.
But you have to get up on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I used to do a show. Yeah. And
John.
Yeah.
It's you and me talking.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get up on Saturday morning and start a day, you want to sleep in. All they have to do is turn me on at 8. We're already going.
Yeah. Well, you can.
Lamont loves his show.
That's my gift to you today.
Yes. There you have it. That's John Clay Wolf. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Art says, screw golf. Do you know how much you could raise if you offered a night of getting wasted with JG or watching movies in LZ's bathroom or napping with Dell? That is true. We could
watching movies in a bathroom?
With you.
How about you just watch movies by yourself? Doesn't that sound...
No, the people would bid on that.
Would they?
Yes.
Would they?
A nap with Dell, cuddle, spooning with Dell. That would be... So, guys, if you want to get in on that bid, 713...
There is no bid for that.
713-780.
But there actually is a bid to play golf with John April 28th.
April 28th, Wildcat Golf Club, our occasional golf tournament. We're raising money for kids' meals. So, if you want to play... let's go. You and two buddies, the minimum bid, $300. Let's go. And if you want to play in this thing, put your buddies together or whatever. And I don't know how many spots are left, but it's filled up pretty quickly because it's only $97.50. There's food and drink all included in it. So this is going to be a fun time. And if you want to play with me, you and two buddies, 713-780-3776, give us your bid.
And not just any food. You get, I believe, Uberitos and BD's.
Yeah, you got the list.
Yeah, I'll pull it up here.
Pull it up.
It's not a ham sandwich and an orange slice or something and some box meal. You're getting actual food from a restaurant. So I've read this so many times, but Uberitos will be involved, And from what I remember, BB's Orleans.
Yeah, and Michelob, I think.
And you get drink. Can you announce the drinks, seeing how you're so tied in with that other place?
Yes, Michelob. Thank you for sponsoring. That's awesome. Okay. I think it's Michelob. I think it's Ultra, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
I got it right here.
I'm pretty sure.
Michelob Ultra, lunch from Burritos, and dinner from BB's Tex Orleans.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, you get the 18 holes of golf and a award ceremony as well. So it's not just time with John. You'll get fed. You'll get the drink. You'll get fed twice, actually.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. 713-780-3776. If you want to bid on it, come on. And we'll hang out all day and we'll play. It'll be fun. Man, for whatever reason this morning, I don't know, was this something that happened yesterday, Lance? But Justin Fields is the betting favorite.
No,
to be
it's
the number
actually
three
been
pick.
It's been happening because Justin had another. Because just well, this all these odds are maneuvering based on what they're seeing on TV. Like TV is moving all the odds. So when the group think, and I was probably part of it. I was part of it. When the group think was, oh, it's Mac Jones, because we start hearing from people that it's Mac Jones. Then Mac Jones becomes, when we start making these comments publicly so much that it turns into a, you know, well, that's all that, well, how is Vegas or how are the odds makers going to react? They don't know. I mean, that's how you react. So Mac Jones became the favorite. And then Justin Fields, you know, it came out that he was going to, you know, everyone came out, Justin Fields, Justin Fields, Justin Fields. And Kirk Herbstreit with his thing. And then Justin Fields had another pro day and San Francisco went to it. And then it becomes, Justin Fields. And that's the hot. I don't think it's changed. I think it's still probably Mac Jones. But Justin Fields is the minus 150 favorite right now. What we're not seeing is Trey Lance's name. We're not seeing. It's becoming pretty clear that I thought Justin Fields would be the fifth quarterback. But I think it's going to be Trey Lance is going to be the fifth quarterback. And he could be the guy that falls maybe out of the top 10. Which, you know, frankly makes sense. If you just look at the profile of it all, yeah, physically it's great. One thing you'll notice, though, as the draft gets closer, every year I have to be reminded of this. Guys with fewer question marks start to move up the board. Guys who you know more about, you know, it's the projection stuff, those guys start to fall a little bit. The Gregory Rousseaus are going to fall a little bit. Guys with injury concerns like Caleb Farley, who's a cornerback out of Virginia Tech, they start to fall. And guys who are steady Eddies, like Deshaun Watson was, where all of a sudden he goes from being talked about late in the first or whatever to all these teams, people who actually make decisions, and it's not the media, that they want known quantities. They don't like taking a bunch of chances. And Trey Lance is a huge chance in real life. He was a North Dakota State quarterback, which is hard enough, but then he played one game this year, was terrible, and he's only got 1 year under his belt. So it's a big projection. And when you think about it, if that's all you're working off of, it's a huge leap of faith to take him in a top five.
Well, it's and he's better off, too. He doesn't want to go to a team like the Jets where he's got to start right away. He doesn't want to go to a he would benefit much from being at one of the better teams, dropping in the draft, being at one of the better teams that where they've got a quarterback that will be there maybe one more year where he can sit, watch, learn, and get better.
Well, there is let's question Trevor Lawrence's season going on right now because of comments he made to SI about not being maniacal about football.
Oh my God.
It's like people are wait a minute, you don't care about football that much?
Well, I mean that's not the case.
No.
That's not the case.
Well, that's what he said. He says these are the quotes.
You say you are.
It's hard to explain that because I want people to know that I'm passionate about what I do and it's really important to me, but I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me and I'm trying to prove everybody wrong.
No, that's
I just don't have that. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to. I believe Marissa is that his new wife? Marissa adds there's also more in life than playing football.
And he said, shut up.
And then Louis Riddick.
Fresh one?
No. So it's now, does Trevor Lawrence care enough about football? That's now the thing.
No, stop. You know what? And you know what the Jags are going to do? Yeah, we don't care. I don't care if he wants to go to the opera every night. Trevor Lawrence is a first pick. What do you want us to do?
We had Mike Tannenbaum on, who I'm not a huge fan of, considering what he did for the Dolphins, or to the Dolphins. He said, That those statements would concern an NFL GM.
No, NFL people are
so they're not going to take him.
No, they will. But he said it would bother an NFL GM that
to
he's
say
not
he didn't
maniacal
have a chip
about the game.
On his shoulder. Listen, he's been the number one guy since he was 2 years old.
And that's what he said. That it breeds narcissistic tendencies when you're told you're the best forever.
That is a real thing in the NFL. When you haven't had to fight for anything, when everything has been, there is an entitlement thing that they concern. It doesn't mean that every player
but
is.
But has he been like that? Is that the because actually, if you want to know the truth, there's another quarterback in this draft. I don't want to name any names, but there was a question about whether or not his teammates liked him. There was a question about, you know, is he an entitled kid? He's richer kid.
Sam Ellinger. Yeah, go ahead.
Sam Ellinger.
Teammates walked off the field. He was doing eyes of Texas. He's like, where's everybody?
He was being great to his school, and they're going to put up a Sam Ellinger statue of doing the eyes of Texas. By himself. That's right. By the way, we got our first bid. We got a bid here.
Real one?
1,000. Okay. Patrick Chastain says,
I'm
going to give a yes.
He's just, that's a donation.
It counts for Kids Meals Houston.
Yes, it does. They want that.
No, that's a donation for Kids Meals Houston.
You know what? Proceeds, parts of that are going to go to Eyelids for Kids, too.
That's not true.
Well, that's good.
None of it is. Zero. Zero of it is.
I thought we were helping.
So thank you, Patrick Chastain.
Patrick Chastain starts the bidding at $1,000. Doing things for the community. That's what the Chastains do.
Not
you lazy asses out there.
Well, that's nice to get people to call in. Sorry. How about these quotes?
Yeah.
From Trevor Lawrence's dad.
Yeah.
He's not, I want to win a Super Bowl at all cost. His high school coach says he could walk away from it tomorrow and be fine.
See, those things aren't problematic. Healthy. I don't care what you say. You know, here's what concerns
you. Well, it happened
with
Andrew Luck. Said, I'm out.
There's no question. Yeah. No, when you look back at Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck, I get the health thing. Andrew Luck's healthy now. He's never come back to it. I'm not saying he wasn't. You can say whatever you want about Andrew Luck. Love, that's fine. It didn't mean enough to him to come back. Like, it didn't. It wasn't his passion. That's true.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, I mean, that's a real thing. And so this is why GMs, you know, I asked Ballard if he'd like to have Andrew Luck right now. Absolutely, he wishes he had Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Andrew Luck just decided, I'm gone. He didn't need it, and he didn't have to do it, and he said he didn't want to put up with that stuff, the physical stuff and getting ready and all that. So, yeah, those actually concern me more. When he says, I don't have a chip on my shoulder, I'm thinking, well, of course you don't. You've been the number one rated quarterback since you were in junior high or whatever. But this other stuff, he could walk away. What did his wife say?
There's more to life than just football.
There's more to life.
I don't know if that's his wife, Marissa. I don't know if that's the name of his wife now, but it was attributed to a woman named Marissa. There's more to life than just football.
And then his dad says what?
He's not, I want to win a Super Bowl at all costs.
Yeah. Why are these quotes that people are making?
Well, how about he played every game at Clemson, and he played for championships, and he was...
Yeah, he got worse and worse. He won one as a freshman, and then he never... And then
he
was
played
like,
an LSU
go look
team
at his last game against Notre Dame.
And his game against LSU sucked.
Yeah.
Actually.
Go look at his game against Notre Dame.
Yeah. What about his game against Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Beat their ass.
Well, not the second time.
No, they Ohio State got whacked.
You mean which one? The second time they played them?
No, with Justin Fields
actually,
beat
not
him.
Notre
yeah.
Dame. Go
well, they
look
played
his
twice.
Game against Justin Fields.
Well, they played twice.
Yeah. Justin Fields beat him.
Well, the second time, yeah.
So I'm saying, So... You start putting all this together, you can make yourself a little TV segment about how maybe he's not the first pick and it needs to be Justin Fields.
Go ahead. Go get that.
Maybe we can get that going.
Go do that.
Our
See
buddy,
how that works out for
our frequent host, our guest, at least not recently, though, Warren Sharp said, seeing so many people applauding the refreshing take from Trevor Lawrence in the SI piece, he said, wonder how things will look if these quotes came from Justin Fields and his camp. If the quotes were...
Well, everyone would defend him. They would. No one's going to come out. Here's the big difference. Everyone would come and come to the defense, and they'd start attacking the writer of the articles. Well, who's going to say that about Trevor Lawrence? Nobody. No one's going to, how dare you, sir? How dare you say these things?
Well, I don't know what.
The question is going to be, what they're going to say is, here's what they would say. It'd be an attack on this even coming out, how it's an attack on a black quarterback. With Trevor Lawrence, it's going to be, which, by the way, rightfully so, if it were Lawrence or Fields. If you get these quotes from a quarterback or people around the quarterback, I'm telling you now, this is the first time I'm hearing about that. That is a little bit of a weird thing to hear. People around you, are saying this out loud in public, on, in quotes, on the record. That doesn't sound like what I thought about him, about Trevor Lawrence. He could walk away tomorrow. He could.
Apparently, he has generational wealth inherited from the family. That's
good for him.
Yeah, apparently.
Those he's kids a rich, always work out.
He's a rich kid, apparently.
The rich kids always work out in the NFL. Yeah.
Well, rich kids are going to be the sons of former
players. Look at Josh Rosen. Worked out perfect.
On his what?
All right, what about Antoine Winfield Jr.?
Antoine Winfield.
I don't know if he's a rich kid, but he's a former athlete's kid.
Yeah.
Look at Michael Jordan's son. He didn't need it. He walked away from the game. Michael Jordan's son could have been great.
Well, only because no one asked him to come to the game.
Yeah, but he probably could have been great.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's son didn't walk away because...
He walked away because no...
He wasn't invited. Hey, they wouldn't let him in the room.
Yeah, that's the problem. All right, it's 744.
Magic Johnson's son walked away from basketball.
I don't think basketball was ever on the plate.
Ken Griffey Jr. walked away. Well, no, because his dad
didn't... He couldn't walk away. He didn't have any legs left.
Generational wealth didn't... Ken Griffey Jr. didn't have generational wealth.
No.
Ken Griffey wasn't generational. But Ken Griffey Jr.'s son? Yeah. If A-Rod has a son at some point.
Look at Tatis. How come is he had to get a loan when his dad played Major League Baseball for so long? Why did he have to get a loan from an agent?
Run through your money.
Well, I guess. Okay. But now look at what Charles and Tatis made. Fernando?
Yeah.
He probably made some money. He had two grand slams in it.
I watched that live.
Yeah, give you their money. Well, you're working off the Frankie method,
as opposed to you borrowing from an agent and having to pay 10% of everything you make back. I think I'd loan it to my kid.
Here's what I'm saying.
Especially if my kid was as good as Tatis.
What if your kid wanted to go buy Lambos and go buy all that stuff? You're loaning that to him?
No,
money.
No, they loaned him money to get through with the minors.
He got more than that. You could get through the minors with a couple thousand. You mean his loan was, what, $30,000?
It wasn't much.
It was millions.
No.
Wasn't it multiple millions?
No.
I think so. You need to go check it. It wasn't $24,000.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll figure it out on the other side. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780.
Oh, here's Fernando.
3776.
Is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 748 713 3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can't find the exact numbers that Tatis got from the agency, Big League Advance. But it wasn't millions.
He's going to owe them millions.
He owes them millions. But he didn't get millions from them. Matter of fact, the White Sox gave him $700,000 at first when they first got him. And I don't think it – I don't want to assume. But it wasn't millions of dollars. But neither here nor there.
He got a million because he's given up 10%, close to a million. Because that's more than just surviving the miners' money. 1% is $100,000. 5%.
Except that's a bad bet by him.
It's $500,000. And 1 million is 10%. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. He got more than just surviving. He got flex money.
Well, his dad made $18 million.
His dad's not giving him flex money. I'm not giving my kids flex money. Dad, can you give me money that I'm never going to pay back? I want to buy something sweet.
You don't need flex money.
That's what I tell my kids.
You don't need flex money if you're – never. I don't want to argue about this. This is dumb. Let's get Jeff in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Not so much. Just a quick comment. This isn't what I want to talk about, but I'm thinking Trevor Lawrence might not want to play in Jacksonville, and maybe these comments are just him trying to maybe create something, right? That has been done before. But what I want to talk about was Aaron Rodgers. And do you think teams are going to start creating moves to build capital for next year? Because, I mean – Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers expressed discontent. And if I'm the Jets and I'm Saleh, if I see what the number three pick went for, if I could get four firsts on draft night, build a war chest of picks, and show Aaron Rodgers, yo, if you're unhappy, we're here next year. We're going to build a roster out for you and kind of do Brett Favre 2.0, ironically. Or if I'm Jacksonville and Mitch scares me, I trade Trevor Lawrence for who knows how much he could be worth and build a war chest and try to do the Tom Brady route, you know.
What does that mean, the Tom Brady route?
No teams, you know, getting a really great team around and all you need is a quarterback, right? And Miami's doing that. I think Dell might agree with me. The trade Miami did is to sustain draft capital to make a move if Tua doesn't work out.
Hold on, I want to explore something you said. You're talking about trading Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
The okay. Number one pick, not Trevor Lawrence himself, though.
Right. Well, it's trading Trevor Lawrence.
I understand. You're trading Lawrence.
It's basically
trading. So you're talking about trading Trevor Lawrence, and then you said go the Tom Brady route. What is the Tom Brady route? Explain that. We're just a little quid pro quo. What is the Tom Brady route?
So Tampa had everything in place except they had Winston, right? They had an average quarterback. It's kind of like the Vikings a few years ago. They had everything, but they had Kirk Cousins, right? And so my point is if a team can build everything else out and all they need is a quarterback.
But an aging quarterback?
Why not just...
Like a Matt Ryan.
I mean, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, didn't he?
No, he's won lots of Super Bowls. He's considered the greatest quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers won the MVP.
Yeah, he's going to be go down as one of the three greatest quarterbacks of all time.
He's talking about Aaron Rodgers. You build a roster enough. And
you're kind of proving my point.
No, you're actually proving my point. You think Trevor Lawrence is these guys. You're actually trading.
That's not what he's saying. He's talking about Aaron Rodgers' future, and he's suggesting that because Aaron Rodgers, all this stuff about him and the Packers is out there, that you find a way to get a roster set up to bring Aaron Rodgers in because of the back and forth between him and the Packers.
That's a really...
Wait a minute. You trade the pick to the Packers for Aaron Rodgers?
So you trade a guy with generational talent in hope of getting a 38-year-old Rodgers that's not sustainable, that will leave football within a couple of years like Tampa? Jeff, do you understand that you... And I want you to keep him on.
Hung up.
Oh, well, did?
Wait a minute. Jeff, wait a minute. What is his trade?
He's suggesting because of what's happening in Green Bay that you try to build a roster and you use your picks to do it, and then you say, hey.
And then you ask him to come in at age 38.
Yeah, an older player to come in. But you'd have to know.
That is the most asinine move Jeff has ever talked about. You're saying build an organization up and then try to get 2 years out of Aaron Rodgers at the very back end of his career. That's not even sustainable success. Do you know what's going to happen to Tampa in 2 years? There will be a nothing team.
But
because
the Super Bowl will
not necessarily.
You have a Super Bowl.
You got to fill that spot.
It could be the Miami. Well, it could be the Miami model, too.
Right. You don't know. You don't know. If they fill that spot, they'll still be good.
Yeah, but then they have to fill it again.
Well, and Arians is going to go because he's short-term. Yeah. Brady's going to go. He's short-term. Yeah, but.
That's not the method.
That's not the method. That's not the way to do it.
What Miami is doing is totally different. Miami actually drafted a young quarterback. What you're saying is go after an old quarterback at the back end of his deal, try to convince him by building up your roster, and then hope you get 2 years out of
now,
it
let's
at about
say, okay,
$50 million apiece.
Okay. You know, in some instances, it works. It worked with Kurt Warner. It worked with Rich Gannon. It worked with Tom Brady. It has worked when you bring an older quarterback
but
it's not sustainable.
Kurt Warner was
not a long term. Listen,
Kurt Warner was young. He wasn't old.
A generational talent like Trevor Lawrence.
Kurt Warner was in his 20s.
With the Cardinals?
Oh,
I was talking about the Rams.
I'm talking about the Cardinals.
Yeah, but that wasn't the plan. Kurt Warner was kind of washed up.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You brought in an old quarterback and you got to the Super Bowl. Rich Gannon, you got brought in an old quarterback, you got to the Super Bowl.
You're trying to build a team.
Tom Brady, you got to the Super Bowl. I mean, it has worked before. But it's not sustainable. It's not. Well, you wouldn't give up Trevor Lawrence to do that. You just wouldn't.
It's not even remotely close. Trevor Lawrence is those guys.
No,
you're trying to get Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of his career.
Well, the issue is most of the teams he's talking about kind of fell into it. The plan wasn't in place to build to get the older guy.
Definitely not with Kurt Warner.
I mean,
they were surprised with Kurt Warner.
I mean, and even the Tom Brady thing came about just because of the fallout in New England. It wasn't because they looked at Tom Brady and planned 2 years out that he's eventually going to leave. And this is what he suggested.
Rich Gannon was
you have to plan and hope
and
the guy
Rich Gannon
leaves.
Was a fall into it also. Rich Gannon wasn't a plan. Rich Gannon was a this guy's kind of a journeyman, and they just happened to put him in an offense that worked.
Like he mentioned the Dolphins. The Dolphins, if Aaron Rodgers decided he'd won a couple more years and he wanted out, the Dolphins have built a roster, and their plan wasn't to find Aaron Rodgers. Now, if Aaron Rodgers fell to them, I'm sure they take a look at it. But you don't plan for a 38-year-old quarterback.
Plan. They drafted Tua, fifth
that's
overall.
What that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That wasn't the plan. Now, if Aaron Rodgers became available and the Tua thing didn't work out, great. You have a roster set up for Aaron Rodgers. But the plan isn't to bring it in a older quarterback.
No, that's not it.
No, the Jaguars want a sustainable model where they grow their fan base and finally make money. They've been a blah organization for a long time, and the fan base isn't behind them. You need to.
Well, too bad they're going to draft a quarterback who doesn't care enough. So congratulations to them.
Apparently.
Well, this is, I think this was supposed to start with Justin Fields being the third overall pick now, mm-hmm. and the betting favorite to be the third overall pick. Would you still put money on Mac Jones at plus 120?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather it be a little higher, but.
Well, but
yeah, I think so.
I mean, if you still
a little
if you
bit
think,
more.
If you, I mean,
yeah, you're getting a little bit more.
I mean, just because the betting, I mean, Vegas might, I don't know. It just seems silly now.
Well, they're just operating off of the same thing we all are, which is what you see on TV.
You just hear.
And I mean, I hear, what I've been told is put Mac Jones at 3. Now, I was told that 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was told
before
put Mac Jones
pro
at 3.
Day, in which they were all like, ooh, that's icky.
No.
Yeah, it was before.
Yes, because it went that stuff all happened at Zach Wilson's pro day. But if you make that move, you're already sure. You already know based on your tape. You don't need to see a pro day.
Well, yeah, but it still went.
Because what are you going to do? Like, oh, I guess it's not him. Well, now what? I mean, we're already going to trade away all
we
of our picks.
We already traded up for
we're
him.
We're already trading away all of our future.
Except you're getting a lot of backlash in San Francisco about it.
They don't. Kyle
yeah,
Shanahan
I know. I know, but
Kyle Shanahan really legitimately doesn't care what anyone thinks.
Well, he's the like Shanahans Shanahan. Have always been like that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is he probably knew that this is the guy who fits my system. Except, there's an arrogance.
Except if you're John Lynch, you're probably going, yikes.
You can do that all you want.
Because guess what? This is going to be my job. Guess what, Kyle Shanahan? Guess what you're messing with? But my job.
Kyle Shanahan is his boss.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
So he doesn't care what John Lynch thinks. Like, are you sure about this? I know what my offense does. Did you see what happened with Matt Schaub? Did you see what I did there? How much he threw for?
Garoppolo got us the Super
Garoppolo
Bowl.
Got a Super Bowl. But you know what? Go run into a wall somewhere. Safety, box safety, and stop getting in the offense.
How many
business.
Concussions did you have again, John?
Stop getting into the. By the way, I didn't realize Jalen Phillips had so many concussions.
That's why he had to retire. Plus the car accident, but he was fine. When he sat a year out, got himself back into shape, and then he played well. But yeah, that's the reason he retired.
That's scary. All right, 713-780-3776. Craig DeSerre's not scary.
No, he's not scary. It's what's scary for you is when you continue. Maybe your lease is coming up, or maybe you know that your car is breaking down. One of these things is going on right now, and you say, man, I just don't know what I'm going to do now. This is a little bit scary. I'm going to have to get a new vehicle. I don't know what to do. How about the Buick SUV models right now have up to 18% below MSRP for current eligible Buick and GMC owners? I said GMC owners too. That's right. 18% below MSRP. Depending on what you're looking for. And we're talking about vehicles like the Equinox, the Enclave, the Buick Encore. So many different types of SUVs now for you to choose from. And you can get them for really deep discounts. I'm looking right now at some of the vehicles like the Enclave, which is an awesome SUV. $38,790 after this deal. 26 mile per gallon city or highway driving, 18 city, and this is a great opportunity for you to get a beautiful vehicle with an incredible interior. And these are the kind of deals they're offering right now on the Buick SUV models. If you're not familiar with the Buick models, make sure that you go to LandSeaCars.com and get familiar with it, because I think you're going to love their sporty design, but not just their sporty design, the way that they are set up to help you with gas mileage. The interior is like a home away from home. And at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, Craig DeSerre and his entire crew What they want to do is make sure that you are in control of the car buying experience so that it's comfortable and it's something that you have a very pleasurable experience with so that you tell your friends and your family members. That's how they get so much of their business, is their customer service index numbers are through the roof every single year from sales all the way to service. Make sure that you go to Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, LanceZCars.com.